also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
So if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. 2012 marks the 80th anniversary of J.B. Smith. To celebrate, we're proud to announce the opening of our new gourmet coffee bar area. Stop by for a cup of coffee and see why J.B. Smith is large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the understanding your family deserves. Visit jbsmith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, providing hometown values and personalized service for 80 years.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at jared.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
Didn't you get some email from people wanting to hear me?
Life can be so sweet.
I heard you say some people said they want to hear me talk more on the air.
Side of the street.
Oh, no.
That was just one email.
Yeah. I was on Facebook the other night and someone said that they really liked Funny Talking Man.
Was my mic on just now?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize.
This rover.
Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
That was just on the other day. I forgot how good that movie
was. Gold dust at my feet. I just heard him. He said, I think everybody watched me.
Yeah, okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah, it's one person.
Go down the hall and give me some coffee. Or give me a Coke.
We don't have it in the budget to bring on another, participant.
No.
Like Funny Talking Man or anybody else. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I will tell you now that we will have a lot of time for you to talk to us today. We'll take a lot of calls today. We don't have Bill Cleveland. This is sort of, for whatever reason, our easiest day, Wednesday, to take calls. So I will give the numbers now. And if you want, you can call now or you can call later. It really is up to you. Feel free. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We'll get to the Burke segment if we have any. It's been so long since I got any negative email, I was starting to get worried. And then I get this. And it made me feel great because when nobody complains, it really kind of means nobody's listening. Rosie O'Donnell, I've made it very clear. I can't stand Rosie O'Donnell. Okay. Peon, that was not a sound.
That was me, I'm sorry.
That was you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think a lot of people can.
Well, the proof that
she's
a lot of people...
She's let her hair grow out lately. I think she looks better.
Yeah, she looks even uglier. Yeah. And I think a lot, the proof that a lot of people can't stand her is that in all the years that I have called her names and said I can't stand her and I never, ever gotten an email about it until this. This is from Martha. And I thought I'd read you Martha's email, and then I'd also read you what I wrote Martha back. Here's her email. And I won't mention her last name because I'm not interested in embarrassing anybody. Loved your show for years. I actually follow politics, but I love your show because it isn't political. It's funny. And I just enjoy it when I'm driving around picking my son up from school and taking him to activities. So, S-O-O-O, in all caps, why do you start ragging on Rosie for her weight? I've never been a fan of Rosie, but I hate men that rage is the word she uses, on women for their weight. It is such a cheap, cowardly, ignorant thing to do. So here's what I wrote her. Martha, I guess my calling her fat, which she is, as am I, and I've called myself fat many times on the air, is no different than you calling me an ignorant coward. We can both plead guilty to name-calling. I rag on Rosie as opposed to any other overweight person because she is a loudmouth moron. I find her completely repulsive, and it has nothing to do with her weight. If she were skinny or tall or blonde or whatever, I'd use that as part of my description of her as well. Interestingly, I've made my feelings about her clear for years and have never had one complaint email until yours. I appreciate your feedback, but I will probably continue to refer to her as that big fat loudmouth who wants to tell other people how to live. Also, a lot of what I despise about her is based on the fact that I've talked to people who've been around or even worked with her, and the stories are the same. Not a nice person. Is it necessary to call her fat? No. It just feels right somehow with her. You mentioned rage on women for their weight. I don't believe you have ever heard me go after women for being heavy. Never. Just Rosie. Thank you for the email. And I signed it, The Coward.
Wow.
Thank you so much. And she has a good point. I get her point. You really shouldn't attack somebody's weight. But what's interesting about Rosie O'Donnell is her weight is irrelevant. It's just that she happens to be fat, and it just seems to fit when you refer to that loudmouth as big fat Rosie O'Donnell. And it's funny, nobody really gets offended by it. Now, I've never once said anything derogatory about Jessica Simpson, the weight she put on. People struggle with weight all the time. But I have no sympathy for Rosie if she struggles with her weight. I don't. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't care.
She's irritating. Rosie's
but they don't care if you call some people fat.
Oh, yeah.
Because somehow it's not offensive if the person is more offensive than what you're calling them. And she is. And how she gets work is beyond me. How do these people do it? They fail. They make people mad. They say things that infuriate people. And they keep getting work. Whoopi Goldberg is another great example. She is, to me, repulsive. Not funny. I've never laughed at anything. And she's a comedian. I've never laughed at one thing Whoopi Goldberg ever said. Never. And she's another one that's just, I find, just disgusting. Well, she's not fat. If she were fat, I'd say fat Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
Now Kirstie Alley, we talked about Kirstie Alley being big, but Kirstie Alley made a whole reality show about being big.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was her shtick was, hey, look how fat I am.
Hey, apparently she dropped all that weight, and she's looking hot again.
I saw her in an interview the other night, and I got to tell you something. She's a good-looking woman, and she does not look her age, thin or heavy. She does not look 60.
No.
Her face, she's got a gorgeous face. And she's one of those yo-yo diet, you know, up and down, up and down. Few women can be Tina Dalpiez, maintaining a constant perfect body. They can't. It's hard to do. I don't know how you do it. Kayaking, I guess, is the answer. This guy. So that was Martha's email. I'm so glad that she sent it because it's been a while since I got anything negative, and I feel really, I'm glad she sent it. Thank you, Martha. I appreciate it. And the truth is, it's not nice to call people fat. Yeah, it's not. And I know that. And I wouldn't pick out a stranger and go, hey, look at that fat guy. Or this fat woman came in the other day and she said, I wouldn't do that. But I don't really have any problem with almost anything I'd say about Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell, to me, is a woman who made a lot of money by fooling little old ladies with her TV show, making them think that she was this cute, adorable, pudgy, kind of all-American, just like you, a girl who was crazy about Tom Cruise. Nah, she wasn't. She doesn't like men. She played a game with people and a role till she got her money. And then once she left that show, did you remember? She became a different person. It wasn't the same Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
Who hosted that show.
Oh, she
now,
shaved half her hair off.
Oh, she shaved her head. She it's like she was going to say, hey, screw you. Now I don't have to pretend anymore. Here's who I really am. And I just thought, wow, that shame on you. And remember, too, this is the woman that said, and she actually said this, I don't believe that anyone in the United States should be allowed to own a gun. And then they got a shot of her bodyguard, and he had a handgun in the shoulder holster.
Yep.
So she's a hypocrite. So, Martha, I'm sorry that, you're offended by my calling her fat. I don't apologize. I don't think it's right to judge people by their weight or their size or anything else. In her case, it's just part of the description. It just feels good to do it. So that's the deal. Do we have any Burke segment stuff?
I don't have anything personal, but I had this story that I found a couple days ago.
Well, we'd love to hear it.
Well, I don't know how they do it, but they're saying that teenagers now are drinking hand sanitizer.
Yes, I saw.
Oh,
this.
I heard that.
They distill it. What does that mean exactly? How would they distill?
They get the alcohol out of it, I guess, right?
How would you know how to distill a bottle?
I don't know. Go online and find out.
I've never understood how these kids know how to do anything they do. How to know how to go in to get Robitussin or Sudafed, and then what do you do to it? But they figure it out.
It's like
to turn it into something.
Moonshiners
else.
Use a still. I'm sure they
exactly.
just use a smaller version of.
And by the way, if you've ever seen old footage of the moonshiners, these people, a lot of them, were so ignorant they didn't know how to bathe.
Yeah.
Yet they could figure out how to make whiskey. Yeah. And if you saw the equipment, you go, wow, this is kind of an intricate, the tubing and the whole, how did these hillbillies figure this out?
Yeah.
But it says after they distill it, it's 120 proof.
Right. I saw that story yesterday.
Whoa.
60%, yeah.
And says,
well, I mean, come
six
on.
Of them so far have been hospitalized. Ugh.
Here's the other thing. Here's my question. As a teenager, what is it that's so stressful in your life that you got to escape by being drunk or high or whatever? You don't have a lot of bills to pay yet. It's probably living off your parents.
It's nothing. It's peer pressure. It's saying, I'm cool. I did it.
Or you
I'm
think
doing
you're going to have more fun.
Yeah.
How
I don't know.
How can you have more fun if you don't even know where you are? I mean, I don't get it.
To some of them, being so screwed up is really, really cool, and then you can tell your friends later, I was so screwed up.
I'm no saint, but the one thing I will say, I never, when I was in high school, or out of high school, or in basic training, or whatever, I never had a problem saying no thanks to somebody. I didn't worry about not being cool. I didn't worry about it. I mean, everybody that I knew was drunk every weekend. I was never drunk once. I was scared to death of my parents. That's why. If I had come home and had alcohol on my breath, oh, man, I probably wouldn't have driven a car until I was 21. That's the difference. That's what's missing. They're not scared of anybody. I've said that before. They don't worry about any sort of consequences. I just figure they'll do whatever they want to do.
Or adults, yeah. They're not afraid of any adults anymore.
Well, that
but
they
when
don't
you
wanna...
when you can't settle for whiskey or beer, and you know they get it when they want it, they get people to get it for them, you got to find something else. Hand sanitizer.
That's the easiest to get. You can just go in a store and buy it.
But isn't that to make it into a drink? Once you do, isn't that a lot more trouble than just buy some whiskey?
Maybe
well,
they're
if you're
younger.
Underage. Yeah, if you're underage,
really young.
You can't.
Underage people drink all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they're like 12, 13, 14, and nobody wants to give it to them, so they can.
Isn't
go
anybody
to the
scared
store?
Of dying? You know, there were things
that
I was afraid would kill me.
No, not
like
at that
heroin.
Age.
All right, I know that a lot of people do it and they live, but I would just always thought I'll be that one. If I try this, I'll drop over dead.
Yeah, I remember thinking that, too. There's no way I would try that. Especially when a girl I knew tried it, and she's like, oh, yeah, I tried it, and I threw up. It's like, well, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
There are people that watch their friends die, die from heroin, die from alcohol poisoning, die from all kinds of drugs and stuff, but they sit there and think, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, it's no different than the drinking and driving. It's
no
different than smoking. It's no different than texting and driving. It doesn't stop them. You can't stop them. They're just dumb kids are dumb kids. Knuckleheads who do what other people dare them to do or do what they think is cool are just going to do it. There's nothing you can do to stop them. It's just weird. Anything else? Do we have any other Burke segment?
Oh, I got a couple things.
All right. This is our control board operator. Please welcome and open your ears to Eon the Peon.
How do you close your ears?
That's a good. You know what? You know what? You know what I thought about one time? Why didn't God or nature or whoever you happen to think is responsible give us a way to do the equivalent of blinking with your ears?
Oh,
like
I'd
if something
that.
Was real loud, you could have a flap.
To be able to just not shut, listen to people anymore?
Shut a real loud sound.
Oh, that'd be
like a jet engine starts or something.
Well, I'd use it all the time.
You know, you can close your eyes. So, oh, a dust is coming. You close your eyes. You can't close your ears.
I'd hardly ever have them open.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry. My ear flap was down.
I don't like listening to most people.
If you're married, you'd go and have it surgically permanently closed.
Sure.
So it couldn't even open up again.
Yeah.
But I thought about that. Wouldn't that have been they messed up in the human being department because they forgot to do the blinking ear flap.
Well, the biology, I mean, how we progressed over the years, they kept those open because you need to hear all the time, I guess. You need to hear a train coming or...
I guess so.
Yeah, so it's...
But it's voluntary. You can open your eyes. You don't have to close them. You could close your ear flap. If you saw a guy lighting a fuse, it'd be like blinking, but you just shut your ears down.
Yeah.
Put your fingers in there.
Well... Yeah, and you can put your hands over your eyes, but you don't have to.
Maybe that's why they made the ear holes finger size.
Yeah, that's going to be it.
That could be.
They didn't make them real tiny.
Wow, he's so smart.
Well, I got it all covered.
So I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, that's all right. First thing, I was behind this guy driving home last night. He had a real nice car.
That is a really good story.
Thank you so much.
A good story.
I don't think he's finished. There's more.
He had a BMW. I believe it was the M6.
Nice
looking car.
Oh, that's a nice
convertible
car.
So it was a sharp looking car, but he had all the windows up. He had the convertible top down, but all the windows
so
up. Even
hair wouldn't get
can
a lot of
I tell
do
you
that.
Something? I don't like that look.
Yeah, well, it looks goofy.
It looks stupid.
It's like you either put your convertible top up or you put everything down.
I agree with you. Look, I've had a lot of convertibles. I never would ride around with the windows up. I think it looks stupid.
And that particular car, it has a back window that you can raise
a
up
back,
and down.
Like a rear
that's
window?
Not
a
bad piece
that's
of glass. Not an M6, by the way. That's just a 6 Series convertible. I know it said M6.
Okay,
well, you know what? I think they do now make it in an M6. That's like $110,000.
The rear window goes up and down?
Yeah, it has like, it has
like
a square piece of glass that can be, I guess it could be raised and lowered.
And
he had that up, too.
Now, when you have the glass up, though, and the convertible down, that cuts down on the wind, right?
Right.
It cuts it down a little bit, but it's still stupid.
That back window didn't. There's still a gap in there. There was still gaps in there. It just looked goofy.
It's like swimming with your clothes.
No, it does.
Guy, I'm sure he doesn't listen to the show.
I want the top down on my car, but I don't want any wind. You know?
But I doubt he listens to the show because anybody that goofy couldn't.
Well, anybody
to this
driving
show.
A car like that is successful and smart. Then I can be listening to the show.
That's true.
Second thing I had, I was driving. I also saw a Chinese restaurant, and I started thinking about. Most Chinese restaurants are China, King, China, something, But this one was Mihua Chinese.
Mihua.
So I wonder, M-E-I.
Mihua, what you want?
Mihua.
They're always mad when you call them, too.
M-E-I-H-U-A. And I wonder if that's their family name, or does it mean something?
Well, here, H-U-A must have something to do with food, because there used to be a Chu-wa. And I've known a couple of other, like, something wa restaurants.
Maybe
so
that's
I think
short for eat, you know
I
what?
Think the H-U-A is, hua has, like, something to do with food.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can find that online.
Chu-wa,
I mean, I guess I
mi-wa,
could. But yeah.
Something hua.
It's M-E-I space H-U-A. So I wonder if that's just their family name.
Maybe
or
an Asian listener, Chinese listener could call us.
Mi-wa, extra crispy chua. Or sauce on side, sauce, extra sauce, or I don't know.
Well, like what's the word I'm trying to think of for the hot stuff?
I mean the spicy, like General Tso's?
No. There's a word in Kayam. Chinese food that indicates it's
like caliente is for Spanish.
Yeah, and it means it's a spicy. And I bet you H-U-A.
Oh, kung pao or something.
Kung pao is usually something like that. Is means it's hotter. So, yeah, Hua, the Chu Hua restaurant.
Me hot.
Me hot.
Me so hot.
Could be.
I think what you just said was offensive.
Yeah, I mean, it could be curse words for all we know. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get to. It could be just about anything. And you go, and then you go, where'd you go eat tonight? Oh, me wa.
What'd you say to me?
It could mean, well, I mean, an American wouldn't be opposed to
it. Means you're
a
no-good sea sucker.
Yeah, or stupid.
There's a bunch of calls. Somebody probably knows.
Stupid Americans, it could mean.
I don't see any calls. Nobody's putting any names on my screen.
They just lit up.
We have a lot of smart people who probably speak fluent Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
It sure seems to be an easy language to read and speak. Do you ever look at the writing, the Chinese writing?
Yeah, that's
amazing.
How does anybody...
Oh, that's why there's so much... I mean, it's almost a given that Asians are smarter than we are.
Well,
because,
of course they are.
I mean, you put that language in front of an American, there's no way they just give up with their...
It looks like you put a piece of paper down, you let a chicken walk in some ink, and then you let the little chicken claws make a bunch of scratches. And that's what Chinese writing
artistic.
Looks like.
It's got to be
It is. It looks like a calligrapher...
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
...drew a bunch of tables and table legs upside down... And left and right. It's unbelievable. But I don't know what the wah means. Was the food good?
No, I didn't go there. I just drove past it.
I love Chinese food.
Oh, I do too.
Man, I do. We've talked about it. You and I have talked about this. I love it.
Yeah.
I
can
live
good.
I know I had
some
yesterday.
Special. We're not going to mention that they don't spend money, but there's a great buffet out there that has some great Chinese food.
There's one by my house too.
I can't go with her.
And they have the stuff called coconut chicken. I know you have to really like coconut, but it's kind of like eating chicken.
Oh, it's coconut shrimp. Yeah, they have coconut shrimp.
Well, this was chicken, but it's kind of like eating chicken with a pina colada.
Somebody called. Well, there was a. They were. Someone called and said it. He didn't think it was me. It was me Hoff. And then
that's not
other people were calling, and it was some stupid stuff.
Oh, so they were all. Making
we don't put stupid stuff on there.
No.
What's interesting to me, this P.F. Chang's is tremendous. Okay, I mean, to me, it's probably like the greatest Chinese food there is. I've never seen a Chinese person in there. They don't work. They don't wait on you.
No.
Usually, when you go in a Chinese restaurant, oh, how you doing? You know, and then you hear them in the kitchen. I've never seen anybody in Chang's who was Chinese.
And I bet real Chinese people would almost laugh at that food because it's probably so un-Americanized, it's not even...
Well, I don't know. That's a good
literal
that's a good question.
Chinese
I wonder
food
if they
anymore.
Like...
And like Mexican restaurants, I mean, they run the gamut, you know, which ones are really authentic. And I think the authentic stuff is not quite as popular as the stuff
Oh, right, because, you know, we Americans want something that tastes good to us. It doesn't necessarily come from there.
Because some places have... cactus and all kinds of odd things to eat.
Yeah, we're never going to know. We're not smart enough to know. All right, here we go. We're going to take our first break. Coming out of the break, you want to call us, we'll put your name up on the screen. We'll get started here, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Before we break, this is John Edwards. This I don't know how this guy has not just disappeared. Changed his identity. How do you face anybody? They've started his trial, and you remember Andrew Young. Andrew Young was the guy who took the fall and at first said, "It's my baby." Remember this guy? And he helped hide Riel Hunter. He said, "I'm the father," to protect Edwards.
Wow.
And Edwards had Andrew Young. That was his guy. He said, "Look, get her out of sight, hide her, blah blah blah." And even would you tell him it's your baby? And this guy was such a loyal, you know, servant of Edwards that he initially said he was the father. Well, now of course he's testifying against John. He's like a key witness in all this. So he says that when John Edwards learned that this, what was her name, Riel Hunter or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that when she was pregnant, according to Young, he told John Edwards that she's pregnant. And Edwards' words were, "That crazy slut."
Whoa.
And then he went on to suggest that it probably really wasn't really his. "That crazy slut, she sleeps with everybody. Somebody else is the father." Well, of course, then they found out it actually was his baby. But how do you think she feels right now hearing this? That was his reaction. "That crazy slut."
Well,
this guy is a piece of work. We're going to take our first break, and then we'll come back. We'll take your calls. Be patient. Stay on. I see that you're all on there. We'll get right to you. We have to do a little business or we'll be out of business. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com is their website. Their phone number, I hope you know by now, 314-878-9999. They don't teach you the word mortgage in school. You get out of high school, and my parents never used the word mortgage. They'd always say, we got to pay the rent or we have to make the house payment, but they didn't use the word mortgage. So it's like a lot of things in life that you didn't get taught that you probably should have in school, so you have to learn all this on your own. And then the first time you ever buy a house, you can't believe how many times you have to sign your name. It's unbelievable. I mean, lawyers have created this system, and they're smart because they made it so that nobody else without them can ever do anything. You can't buy a house. You can't take out a loan. You can't. All has to be this particular forms and contracts and agreements. But it's worth it because once you get a house, your first house especially, it's a tremendous feeling. You actually own a piece of the United States, the ground your house sits on, and a building. It's a great feeling. And then the great feeling goes away when you realize the things go wrong and break and have to be fixed and the house costs money. But then you realize again that it's still a great thing because that house enables you to borrow money at a rate that other people can't borrow money. Homeowners can take advantage of these ridiculous low rates that other people can't get loans at rates like that. So be smart and use that. Pay off those credit cards. Use that equity in the house. They'll tell you how it all works. They've been doing this for a long time. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, not too bad. It's just normal traffic right now at this time of the afternoon. Eastbound 44 before 141, though, you do have the right lane down. And that's due to some construction. We also have westbound 40 between the Poplar Street Bridge and 6th Street that has a lane down there, the left lane. Other than that, we're just a little slow on westbound 40 now around McCausland, 270 through Mason. Southbound 270, that's a little heavy now as you approach Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 70, it's still a pretty good run from the airport out through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. On your motorcycle, parts are everything. That's why Allstate guarantees your bike will always be fixed with authentic parts from the manufacturer. To learn more, visit Allstate.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Like what you're hearing? If so, like the Big 550 Facebook page, and you'll be registered to win tickets to see Van Halen in a suite. Or you can text PRIZE to 84126. Contest ends April 25th. Good luck from the Big 550 KTRS.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
How'd you like to buy gas for 27 cents a gallon? Fill her up!
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Remember when Grandpa bragged about those low prices? Well, I'm proud to tell you that Golden Oak's mortgage rates are lower today than they were back then.
That's right, Bob. Our rates today are 2.875% and they're fixed. If you're paying more, what are you waiting for?
This is the time to refinance. Simply call Golden Oak Lending and let us take care of getting you a lower rate. You're paying some bank way too much money every month.
Get a 2.875 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
And please, if you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Pay nothing out of pocket. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Landing cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.702, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA date.
Receive an extra $1,000 off your new Nissan purchase when you trade in your current vehicle now at West County Nissan. Plus, get $5,000 off Altimas, or lease one for just $189 per month. Muranos, $8,000 off, or $299 per month. And Maximas, $8,500 off, or just $279 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing with NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease, DTNL included, 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95.
When I entertain, I do it right. Thanks to Sam's Club.
Try us free and shop with no upcharge at the Spring Taste of Sam's Club open house.
I taste ahead of time, so I know it'll be a hit. And who doesn't love free samples?
Fresh meat, seafood, and more delicious items to prepare your spring.
To perfection.
Not a member? Join at the Spring Taste of Sam's Club April 27th through 29th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be one of the first 800 members to sign up for emails from Sam's Club and get a free cookbook. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven. Join me, honorary MC, for the third annual Window World Cares Trivia Night, Saturday, May 19th at the Maryland Heights Center Auditorium. 100% of the proceeds benefit the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. To register your team or to make a donation, call Window World 314-993-1800. The third annual Window World Cares Trivia Night, Saturday, May 19th. For more information, contact Window World 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
Off to the phones we go. Dan has been waiting a long time. Thank you, Dan. How are you? Oh,
hi,
Dan.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Hey, Dan. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I hope you're all sitting down, because what I'm about to tell you is going to put a real good look on your face, and you might even be stunned. You might even throw up.
Whoa.
But did you all realize that Rosie O'Donnell was the queen of her prom in high school?
Well, that doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, I heard it today on the radio. They were talking about it, and she was the queen. I was just wondering if there was just two people, a guy and a girl, and one was the king and one was the queen.
She was both.
Yeah, she could have been the drag queen of, you know, whatever. I mean, she could have been both, like you just said, Dan. But I mean, I thought that was kind of funny when I heard that. And
maybe
thought,
maybe she ate the king.
Maybe. If not, she
Burger
had
King.
She ate some of the queen.
Brother.
Oh.
No, you know what? I didn't know that, but that really doesn't surprise me. You know, everybody was a different person in high school, looked different, could have been.
I don't think Rosie could look different. Once you're ugly, you're ugly.
I could actually see where, as a younger girl, she was probably, you know, at least average looking, decent looking. It's what she says that makes her ugly.
Yeah, that's the bad thing about it. And these people keep putting her on TV and giving her millions of dollars, and then She sits back and bad talks everybody. And
I don't get it. You know, I'd like to know what Oprah had to pay her in her settlement to get rid of her. See, these are the jobs I want, where you get a big check for failing.
Yeah, damn, me too. I'll get on TV and fail for $1 million. I'll take $1 million.
Yeah, Dan, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks. Hold on.
Tom is up next. Hello, Tom.
AM and the VM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I was going to talk about the cab drivers downtown, how they don't yield or use their blinkers, but then something else popped into my head while I was waiting so gracefully on hold there. I went to the broadcast center like Eon there did, and I dabble in here and there, and my brother-in-law, he's a professional boxer, and he put on a boxing, deal 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, and they needed an announcer, a ring announcer. So I said, well, I'll do it. You know, I ain't scared. So I went out and bought me a bow tie, and I get there, and I'm looking, talking to the fighters. Well, this guy comes up to me, and he says, are you the announcer? And I said, yes, sir. Well, he had a badge on. He says, well, you need to come with me. And I'm like, yeah, boy. So I go there. Well, make a long story short, in order to be a ring announcer in a Missouri or a boxing event, you have to have a license.
You got to be kidding.
What?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Did the guy make you pay him on the spot?
I had to fill out a form and pay $20.
Oh.
That's insane.
I got it right in on 2 days ago, I guess. I got it in the mail. It's official. I'm an official ring announcer.
That may be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, P.I., I put it on my page, but I might try to see if I can get it on the Facebook page just to show you the picture of it.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see
it. But how would they know to even go and ask you? Do they just watch for any kind of boxing match?
What kind of lame job is that? You hang around the boxing event and waiting to see if the announcer's got a license?
No, see, what it is there's, I bet you for every boxer, you know, there was, nine bouts, so there's 18 boxers. I bet you there was about 25 or 30 of them inspectors or detectives or whatever.
Hold on a minute. There were 25 or 30 of these guys with badges?
Yeah, they have an official, it's almost like a detective badge, you know,
Who do they work for?
It's a Missouri state-sanctioned fight.
Okay, but who do they work for with these badges?
I guess the state of Missouri.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, he took the badge off and showed me, and it's got the official seal of the state of Missouri, and all he did was stand there, and they make sure, you know, they watch the fighters, their gloves get taped, you know, how they get taped up their hands, make sure they ain't putting something foreign in their gloves.
Okay, that part I can understand. There are rules, right? It's like NASCAR. Somebody makes sure the car's weight is just right.
Guys in NASCAR don't have badges.
Hey, is this a one-time deal, or do you have to pay every time you announce a fight?
I'm good for 2 years.
Wow.
Well, good for you, man.
I posted on Facebook, anybody that needs a ring announcer, I'm in.
Now, listen, Tom, did they pay you? Can I ask what they pay you to be the ring announcer?
Well, my brother-in-law, I did it, and I thought I was just going to do it for, a favor, and he paid me $100 cash. So, but I don't know if that's the going rate.
How long were you in the ring?
Actual in the ring? Probably.
Yeah, announcing.
Well, I mean, I was there from 6 to, I think it was over around 10:30.
You did every fight?
Every fight, so I'm in the ring, and I announce the fighters. I got to go to the fighters, get their nicknames. The best part of the whole job was, I guess, the two ring gals I got to sit next to.
Oh, yeah.
So during the fight, you know, they got to hold their cards and walk around.
I think you should have gotten more than that. That doesn't sound like
enough. Well, and like I said, I wasn't expecting anything because my brother-in-law put it on. It was his first time. They didn't, you know, they were still trying it out. So, like I said, I don't know the going rate. Plus, it was there might have been 200, 300 people there.
Maybe, now, let me ask you this. Who actually paid you, handed you the pay? Was it your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm thinking. They had a budget for the announcer of $600. Your brother-in-law gave you $100. He's an in-law. He's one of your in-laws.
Well, then me and my sister have to have a talk. But the thing was I was willing to do it for free.
Yeah, so you made.
Well, you can't do that anymore because now you're licensed. Okay.
Well, I got a lot. Exactly.
Yeah, so you're going to be. You're going to cost more.
Well, that's what I know. I need to know if anybody out there that's what I'm putting out there that knows the going rate of a boxing announcer, I can put it on my card.
You up your price now that you have a license, Tom. Congratulations on your new career.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. How ridiculous. It's not like it requires any training. They just want your money. They want your $20. The same guy who wasn't qualified, once he pays, he is qualified.
I've heard, though, even those smaller events with boxing and stuff, it's pretty strict to do just about anything. And I guess it's just Missouri. I think it's any state.
Let's talk to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I needed to talk to you about your P.F. Chang's comment.
Okay.
You said that there's nobody there that's Chinese?
No, I said I've never seen anybody there that's Chinese. I think they're in the kitchen.
There's one. I work at both P.F. Chang's doing service work for them, and there's one man named Mr. Lee who is actually Chinese.
Well, I would think there'd have to be somewhere in the joint, but I got to tell you this, and I said this earlier, it's the best Chinese food I've ever eaten. I don't care who makes it or who runs it. It's just the best.
Yeah, watching those guys work is incredible. And yeah. Mr. Lee actually knows 9 languages.
Okay, but here's my point. In any other Chinese restaurant, the waiters and people out front are mostly Chinese, but not at P.F. Chang's.
Nah, he's the only one in either one of their stores.
9 languages, holy cow.
Yeah, and you can't understand a word he says in any one of them.
All right, Chris, thank you.
You better off.
Thank you. You know what I think? I think we ought to be getting some free P.F. Chang's food.
Yeah.
That was like a big fat commercial. Awesome. I think it would be, like a pass or like something, where you would just show a badge, like that. Now those guys. We have a badge, and we just walk up and show our badge and eat free. I'm going to suggest that to Chris. If you're still listening, Chris, get us some P.F. Chang's badges. All right, got to do a little bit of business here. Can I talk to Jody real quick, though? Can I sneak her in?
Sure.
Can I sneak her in? Let's get Jody in here. Hello, Jody.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM, as always.
That's all right, baby. What's up?
Hi, Ian. Hi, Tina. Hi,
hey,
Dan.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Jody includes everybody.
I just want to say that I went to Ballast Dental Care, and I got the prettiest smile ever now.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
I know, right?
Congratulations.
Who's laughing at me?
Nobody.
No, nobody's laughing at
you. Nobody would laugh at you.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your new smile.
I know. Dr. Watanabe.
Mm-hmm.
It's all great.
They're the greatest. They're all the greatest. Thank you for that.
I know, but can I go there on the Rosie thing? Just
sure.
Real quick.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that anybody that voted for her for the queen, I think they were girls.
Well, but that was high school, and I doubt that she
had come out
or that anybody knew that back then.
No, I'm pretty sure somebody knew.
Okay.
Okay, it's just my opinion.
All right. We'll take it.
All
thank you, thank you, Jody.
You guys be good.
You'd be better.
Okay.
We'll be good. You'd be better. Thank you.
Always. Jody. Love you guys.
You too. Bye-bye. Jody, happy with her new smile. We're happy with where we bank, too. We're happy. See, we're happy with a lot of all these sponsors we have. If you use them and you go there or buy their product or their service or whatever, it takes a lot of stress out of your life because then you're not wondering, where am I going to go for this and where am I going for that? I don't know who to call. I don't know. You don't have to worry about any of that. I know you probably already have a bank wherever you do your banking. Those of you who aren't at First Community Credit Union, there's nothing I can do to make you change, and that's not something people just do. I think I'll change where I do my banking. It's just not a priority for some reason. It doesn't have to be a priority, but it's something you certainly have the right to do. It's easy to do. You close your accounts out at one place, you take them over to First Community Credit Union. And if your question is, well, why would I do that? You know what? You won't really understand why you should do it and why you'll be glad you did till after you do it. There is a difference banking there. There just is. There's a different level of service, competitive rates, stability, security. They got a lot of assets. They are huge. It's the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. and they had a great year last year. And the last couple of years, when some of these institutions were having some trouble, they didn't have any trouble at all. They're very solid because the customers own the credit union. First Community Credit Union. Check out their website. It's firstcommunity.com.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandian traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Dina. Now we have stop-and-go traffic on northbound 270 from Highway 40 up through Ladue. There was an earlier accident. Things have been cleared now. We are looking at slow traffic on southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40 from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. A little slowdown as you approach the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
It's tornado season, and they don't wait for an invitation. They just show up, suddenly. So what do you do? Head for the bathroom, a closet, the basement. Midwest Storm Solutions introduces The Storm Room by DuPont. The only in-home shelter reinforced with Kevlar. The same life-saving material used in bullet-resistant vests. Pound for pound, it's five times stronger than steel and can help shield you and your family from the dangers of storm-blown debris, which is a tornado's leading cause of injuries. It's the only unit designed to survive 250-mile-an-hour winds. It can be added to an existing home, wired for electricity, and mobile phones can be used while inside. Who would have thought that St. Louis would be hit by tornadoes twice last year? For your peace of mind, call Midwest Storm Solutions at 636-493-0405 or go to mystormroom.com for a free estimate. The Storm Room by DuPont from Midwest Storm Solutions. More at mystormroom.com.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. Make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News.